Welcome to this first episode of My Favorite Artist. My name is Vinicius, and today I'll talk about the most influential artist that I had in my life. And his name is Andy McKee. So I was first introduced to Andy McKee's music by a Brazilian musician who was playing one of his songs in an online event. And at that very moment, I knew for a fact that I just wanted to learn how to play that, and it was really love at first sight, or at first hearing, I guess. And that happened when I was 15 years old. And since then, I basically just listened to all of his albums and all of his songs on repeat whenever I was studying, whenever I was doing anything that required some sort of concentration. And I just fell in love with the general style of fingerstyle playing. So the general idea of this style is that you play harmony and melody at the same time. So, and most fingerstyle players today, they also add some percussive elements. And you see a lot of that in the songs that I'm going to play for you today. That not only I'm playing like bass notes and some of the melodies, but I'm also doing some sort of percussive stuff. So I'd like to play for you the first song that I was presented to, which is called Ebon Coast. Thank you. So I just really love the song. So since that moment, it took me like a few years to learn this style, because it's obviously like very difficult to play. And one of the first songs that taught me a very important lesson in learning music, and actually in learning anything in general, was a song called Drifting, which is tuned in dead gad. So we need to drop this. Yeah. So this should be close enough. I apologize to any listeners who have perfect pitch. I hope that's close enough. I don't know. Okay, so this song is tuned in dead gad, so it's an alternative tuning of to the original EADGBE. And when I first started trying to learn the song, it took me like months of daily practice, and I just could not play the song at all. So I just lacked basic motor coordination to play the song properly. And that really frustrated me at the time. But what I did is I started to learn other songs and others in other styles. I started to learn some bossa nova, some Brazilian stuff, which can be also very intricate. And I learned some music theory, and like I improved my coordination. And like a year later, I tried to learn the song again, and that time it worked. So that's really important to like understand in a very visceral level, because it's not that you cannot learn the song because you are flawed or because you are incompetent. It's just that sometimes you don't have the skill set to put the new knowledge upon. I think learning works pretty much like a ladder. So you cannot skip steps. So if you are at the bottom and you want to learn something that is 10 steps ahead, you have to learn steps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. So that for me was a very interesting revelation for me. And I should probably explain why it is so difficult. So this song is called Drifting, and what basically happens is that you do bass notes over the guitar. So instead of playing with your arm under the guitar, you play over the guitar. So that allows you to do bass notes and hit the top of the guitar. And by the way, if you cannot visualize what I'm talking about, I'm gonna put videos of me playing all the songs on my website, which is vineuro.com, vineuro.com/podcast. So if you want to see some of the notes and the videos of the stuff that I'm talking about, you can head over there. So you do bass notes here. And what's going on is that at the same time, you're doing the melody on top. So it's something like, so I'm basically doing a two-hand style of playing, in which I do bass notes, percussive things with my left hand, melodies with tapping on my right hand, and percussive things with my right hand as well sometimes. So this song is a very interesting challenge if you don't have the necessary background. So it's really tough at the beginning, but I think after a while, if you know the necessary steps to do everything, if you have enough strength on your hands, if you can do tapping, if you can do two hands, it's a very fun song to play. So I'm going to play the full song right now. So this is Drifting. Thank you. That song is so hard. Like, I don't know. I've been playing it for like 8 years now or something like that. And I still like make all those mistakes. So whatever. But it's a really fun song to play. Especially if you want to impress people, you just play that and everybody's like, wow, how can you do that? It's amazing. So next up, I'd like to play a song called Art of Motion. And for that, the tuning is F sharp, then A as normal, then C sharp, then G sharp. Please don't break. Yes. Okay. Then B and E. So this song implements like a bunch of different techniques, but one of the main things is that it opened my eye for how guitar is fundamentally different to all sorts of instruments. So for instance, in the piano, you have, let's say, 88 keys or 88 notes. Each note can only be expressed by pressing the same key. So you press a C sharp 4 or whatever, and you press it, and you can only get the C-sharp 4 at that key, and you can only press that key to get that note. On the guitar, however, you can play the same note in many, many different ways. So, for instance, you can hammer on the note, or you can pluck the note, or you can play with your nail, or you can play another string. So all of those sounds, they are the same note, but they can be so differently expressed by playing with different techniques. So, and the beginning of the song goes like this. So those beginning three notes are the same note. But the fact that they sound so different because I'm doing different techniques. I'm hammering on, then I'm plucking, then I'm playing another string. It almost sounds like different notes, but they're not. So, and what that allows you to do is play the same notes in a very percussive way. So you can add stuff like... So, and also this song has one of my favorite things, which is strumming with your left hand. So if you can imagine, I'm touching the harmonics or the middle of the guitar, which makes this sound. And while I'm doing that, I'm strumming all of the strings with my left hand. So, I don't know, I just find that very interesting for some reason. So yeah, this is, I think, one of my favorite songs by him. It's just very fun to play. And for some reason, I just get lost in thought a little bit while I'm playing the song. So I don't know. I just really love it. So I hope you enjoy this too. It's called Art of Motion. Thank you. I always love that the ending of the song. They just like just hit the guitar and it's over. So yeah, I really love this song too. So after like 4 years of knowing Andy McKee for the first time, he went to Brazil to do a concert, and he didn't go to my city, unfortunately. And Brazil is a very huge country. So the closest place that he went to was 900 kilometers from where I lived. So I basically, I got a friend of mine who was also a fan of his, and we both traveled for one day just to see his concert. And as we're arriving in the airport and we got out of the plane and went into the lobby, we saw a guy holding a sign that was written Andy McKee. And we were like, what? Is he showing up here? And so we just waited for a while. And then, of course, 15 minutes later, I just see him and his two guitar bags and just walking down the lobby, and nobody knew him. And I'm just freaking out, because this is the guy that I've basically made the music that I've been hearing nonstop for the last 4 years. At the airport, I got to meet him, and I just said, yeah, I came here just for your concert, and I'm looking forward to see you tonight. It was very nice. And yeah, later that night, he signed my guitar. So he's a very nice guy as well. So some people say never meet your heroes, but yeah, for me, it worked out just fine. Cool. So I have two more songs to play. Next one is called Joyland, and I need to detune the entire guitar, so let's do it. So Joyland is D-A-D-E-A C-sharp, so we need to go from F-sharp down. There you go, D-A, this is C-sharp, should go up. Then this is a G sharp, should go down two steps to an E. Then this goes down to an A. So Joyland is a song that was originally called Song for an Abandoned Amusement Park, which is a horrible title. That's why it was later renamed Joyland. But it's the conceptualization behind that is Andy tried to make a song that represented the feeling of walking through a deserted amusement park. And you can sort of see that in like the general feeling. It's sadness, but also hopeful in a way. And yeah, the song, it makes use of also a two-hand technique, but it also uses harmonics, which makes it really, really difficult to play, for me at least. So this song, it's basically my go-to meditation song, essentially, because when I'm playing this, my brain does not have the capacity to think about anything else. So I just have to concentrate to play the song. So whenever I'm stressed or I have a lot in my mind, I just start playing this, and it's basically one of the few things that I have in my life that my brain just goes 100% concentration mode, and I can relax for a few minutes. And I remember when I was in high school, I played this song a lot. So maybe that says something about my high school experience, maybe. Yeah, so I think it's also a very beautiful song, but I'll play for you right now. So this is called Joyland. So that song really requires like 100% concentration. So nice. So I have one last song to show you. And this song is called My Life as a CPA. And the main idea behind it is that And he composed a song that tried to describe the feeling of being in a profession that he didn't like. So what his life would be like if he ended up as a CPA or an accountant. And I remember the album that this song is in is called Joyland. And it came out in 2012, I think, in the last year of high school for me. And it really made like a significant impression on me, because at that point I was facing a choice between doing something that I thought I would love, which was biology, or doing something that my family and friends and teachers and basically society expected of me, which was to go in a field that would probably give me more money. So either medicine or engineering or law or something like that. And yeah, I don't know. I at the time, I was very conflicted about the possibility of making the wrong decision. But at the end, I ended up becoming a biologist and becoming a teacher. And I think it was the best choice for me. And I'm really happy in the way that my life ended up. And I'm not sure if I would be as happy if I ended up being a doctor or a lawyer. So this song is quite sad, I think, but it's also very pensive and very airy. So actually the tuning is the same as Joyland. So this one is called My Life as a CPA. Thank you. Right. So those are all the songs that I have for today. So this is a pilot, so I would very much like some feedback on what you think, especially if you have listened this far. So you can head over to my website, vneuro.com/podcast, and you'll be able to see all the show notes and also leave some comments on what you think. And if you are a student of the FU or an employee or anything, if you're around Amsterdam, the FU Campus Radio is looking for people to record programs about anything. So I am a neuroscience student, but I'm doing a show about music, so whatever. And so if you have any interest in about anything that you want to talk about and you want to try something with radio and podcasts and see how it works out for you, the FU Campus Radio is looking for more people. So send your applications if you're interested. And last thing, Andy McKee is coming to play in Utrecht in November. So if you liked the songs that I played today, I highly recommend that you go to his concert. So especially because I'll probably be there. So it'd be cool if you say to him, oh, I'm here because of this podcast. But yeah, Andy's a really nice guy. He signed my guitar last year when I was in the same venue in Utrecht as well. So this guitar that I've been playing is also signed by him as well. So I highly recommend that. So that's it. That's all I had for today. And thank you very much for listening. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.